with the gentleman of the press. Right then, it's 25 to 7 now, so we're a little bit late, so my apologies for that. But I think it was important that we received the full report from Martinez. It was very good. Right, we're going to the agenda. Before we start the meeting, sad piece of news, which I'm sure you're all aware of, that Alderman Brian Price passed away last week, and obviously the civic flag is flying at half mast. We'll have details of his of a civic funeral in the not so distant future, but I just think if we can stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. So we shall miss Brian. He was a nice man. A couple of other things before we go into the agenda. First of all, you made a call at council last week. I mentioned that Adam Burgess and the canoe slalom and Joe Clark in the kayak cross were heading, well, actually at the time Joe was heading for a silver medal and Adam got a silver medal. So we congratulated them in council. I'd like to do so again from at the cabinet meeting. Also Dan Bingham, who's won a silver medal in cycling. So we've had three very successful athletes from the borough. And more specifically, three very successful athletes from Stone. On that. And it gets better. Three very successful athletes from, well, it's primary school, later school. So it must be a very good sporting facility there. And of course, some old pupils there obviously were users at sport, weren't they, Rob?
I think all the best people come from
there. On that, so we're very proud of them as a borough. They've represented obviously our country, but I think they've represented our borough as well.
If you look back, Judy Williamson from Walton Priory Middle School encouraged both Adam and Joe to begin canoeing and has been involved with the club.
Well, that's good. And it's a feather in the cap for the canoe club, and it's a feather in the cap for our borough, so we're very pleased. Now, as a thought, we were thinking that we might like to invite them to, all three of them, to turn the Christmas lights on this year in Stafford.
Yeah.
And I hope the cabinet will support that, yes. And we should be asking them if they'd like to do that. So, again, I'd like to congratulate them. We're very proud of them, and good luck to them in their future endeavours. Just one more thing before we get to the agenda. When I finish going through the minutes, apologies and council's questions and everything, I'm going to ask people who are on strategic outside bodies to give an extremely brief report on what they've been doing, Councillor Hood.
I was warned about this.
I'll get to it in a minute.
Okay.
Jackie, can I have the minutes of the meeting on the 11th of July? They'll be signed later.
Thank you, sir.
They'll be signed later in the office. Apologies, Jackie.
Just Councillor Fordham, please.
Thanks very much, thank you. Councillor Question Time. No? Okie dokie. Now, we've gone on to the reports from strategic outside bodies. I'll go first. Because the body I'm on is the Local Government Association Annual Conference. And I had to rack my brains here because it was about 18 months ago. I'm sure the Chief Executive remembers it far better than I do. It was quite a long time, but extremely useful. We attend lots of different talks and seminars on various aspects of local government that you wouldn't normally get to, so it builds up your knowledge of, in my particular case, housing, finance and planning are the ones I went to. Good opportunity to network, talk to colleagues from different councils and go through the problems that you've been amazed. We do share the problems, so it's good to talk to them. And looking forward to the next conference, which is in October. And I shall leave it at that. Councillor Hood, Stafford and District Arts Council.
Thank you. So Stafford and District Arts Council, we give £10,000 a year to, and it's used very well. It gives residents an opportunity to find something that's affordable and maintains their interest in the arts. So we've got things like Morris dancing, cinema, watching a live theatre performance produced by local players, or even going to see an art exhibition more recently. We had women and children or victims of domestic violence who were able to take part in painting and producing a scene staged with their own home. It's great fun being on the panel. They're all very experienced, and I describe them as seasoned arts and culture experts. And we do have some difficult decisions when we're scrutinising applications. We had one that applied not long ago, and it was obvious that the association was a business and would make quite a healthy profit. So we turned them away. We didn't agree to it. The Stone Puppet Festival received funding, staged a really magical day. And we had the original Muck in the Mule puppet turn up, and there were around 150 to 200 children throughout the day in the market square actually watching the puppeteer David Leach. So he really put his funding to good use. It's a bit tricky when we are giving money to applicants who then come to us and say that they would normally hire the Gatehouse Theatre, but the hire charges have been increased by 10% and the ticket levy by 50%. So this sort of makes it that we have to increase the funding to give to them, or else they wouldn't be able to put their production on. The Arts Council makes sure that our council receives the publicity and advertising, and we insist on our logo being displayed. So just very quickly today, Stone Choral Society, £320. The Morris Dancers, a wonderful organisation, £500. Barlaston Players, £500. Offley Hay Art Group, £500. Adbaston Community Council, £200. And Stafford Players, £1,000. It's £20 for membership a year. And we're getting more and more people apply to us, so I am going to come to the council and talk and ask if it would be possible, even though we've agreed £10,000 for the year, if we could find it in our hearts and our purse, Ralph, to increase the £10,000 just a little more. We do need it, and you know, to make everyone in the borough have that chance to go and watch something that's giving them art and culture, something they wouldn't normally be able to access, but at an affordable price. It's essential that we have this Arts District Council. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Next should be Stafford Sustainability Board. But
well, I'm the one of the two representatives on.
Oh, in which case then, yeah, Tony, if you'd be so kind.
Thank you. Yeah, so Councillor Fordham is also represented on the board because it was set up initially to deal with waste management, given that that's a joint function between the county and the districts. But it's developed, and there are two staff who are funded by all the local authorities, that's the districts and the county, one dealing with waste management issues and the other dealing with sustainability. And the range of issues is quite considerable, so we've dealt with, for example, electric vehicle strategy throughout the county. We've had presentations from other organisations, such as the hospital, talking about their net zero strategy. We've had somebody from the farming sector talking about what farmers are doing to try and reduce their carbon footprint. We've funded public engagement, and I don't know how many of you come across the carbon ball, but there was this inflatable ball that was bought to demonstrate what a tonne of carbon looks like, and that's been used at events to sort of bring home the message to people. how that can be, and what they can do to reduce their public footprint, carbon footprint rather. At the last meeting, there were two very interesting presentations. One was from Staffordshire Community Solar, who are about bringing particularly electric generation through solar, and have done so in a way which enables the recipients to access reduced price electricity, but also to do so in a way that doesn't involve them in any outlay at the beginning. So they are looking to work with local authorities now, and I mean, they've done projects with hospitals, they've worked with County Chase District Council in their housing stock, but now they want to work with district councils and obviously the county council to see what can be done within authorities, and we're going to be talking to them as to see what we can agree. We also had a presentation about the idea of an ISO standard for local authorities on sustainability. Apparently there isn't one at the moment, but one of the two officers that works for the group has got the idea that she, along with other partners, could develop such a standard. And not only for us to use, but to market it to other local authorities and actually sell it as a product, if you like. So, which I think is quite an interesting idea. And that's something that is going to be explored further. There's lots of implications, but I think it really is an interesting idea. So, it meets every 6 weeks, and alternately online and in person. And I think it's a very important facet of what we're trying to do.
Thank you for that, Councillor Chris. And finally, we have the Region Employers Organisation for Local Government West Midlands, and that's Councillor Cook.
Thank you very much, Dina. Well, my report is for the last municipal year, and in that year, I've been invited to one virtual meeting of the West Midlands Organisation for Local Government. Region Employers Organisation for Local Government of West Midlands. Just one meeting they had, virtual, in March. There was a presentation of that meeting from Unison representatives regarding the pay claim that they were likely to submit and the reasons for this, including the cost of living crisis. They added instead that 9 in 10 councils were experiencing retention and recruitment problems. I think we can all agree with that, actually. The cost of meeting the NCJ pay claim would be in the region of £2.17 billion. And Unison also said across the pay spines, wages had fallen in real terms from -7.4% to -31.8% when measured against RPI. On the other hand, no mention was made of CPI, which would have resulted in lower real terms figures. We were told by the employer side that the pay claim had been received the week before this meeting, and that no one knew at this point in time what the national living wage would be from 2025 onwards. There were only best guesses. In the coming year, this year we're in now, a standard rise could be difficult for some authorities due to differing financial circumstances. However, if local authorities did not pay the same salaries to their staff and start moving to other local authorities, it would be paying more. Now, there would have to be support from 2 of the 3 unions for any pay deal. Employers were to meet again after the Easter break, but they would not make progress until after the local elections in early May. I've had nothing since from the organisation.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Appreciate it. And thank you for the reports, everybody. Nice and brief. We move on to the agenda. Proposals, cabinet members, and the first one is the community portfolio.
The
recommendation is that the content of this report be noted, but it's interesting in that we've had 186 responses, which in my mind is quite considerable. We don't normally get that amount of responses to a consultation, and out of that 186, only 10 were not supportive. So I'm sure you've all read the contents. We have debated this before, and they are an absolute nuisance. A week last Wednesday in Stone, we actually had a young man, aged 15, powering through the town with 8 police cars following, 5 ordinary police cars, 3 unmarked. I watched it. And if we can get this sort of thing stopped, then excellent. So I ask that we note and approve this report.
Thank you, Councillor Hogan. Any comments? You accept the recommendation?
Aye.
We move on. Thank you very much. Thank you. And we go on to B, which is the resources portfolio. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. The Cabinet has asked to consider replacement of the civic car, and it's recommended that the Cabinet permits the spending of up to £40,000 to replace the civic car with a used electric or a plug-in hybrid powered model being preferred. The civic car, Leader, is used to transport the mayor or deputy mayor to civic functions throughout the year. The mayor is officially the first citizen of the borough and is the public representative of this council and the borough. The office has a very important role to play in fostering good relations between the council and its residents and businesses, and for enhancing the reputation of the borough. As such, there are a very large number and variety of engagements that the mayor is invited to and expected to attend throughout the year. Now, the current car was purchased around 2013, a long time ago. Paragraphs 5.1, 5.3, 6.1 and 6.4 of the report make a credible and convincing financial case for purchasing a replacement car now rather than hiring a car or using taxis, as long as the lifespan of the car is 5 or more years, which would be the case. Paragraph 6.1 also explains why the outright purchase of a car would be more economic than leasing one. Importantly, Leader, the purchase of another car would also be an opportunity to lower emissions through the acquisition of an electric or plug-in hybrid vehicle. So I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Councillor Pearce.
Yes, Chair. I very much welcome the fact that we are looking at either an electric or plug-in hybrid car, because this will contribute to the reduction in the council's overall carbon footprint. It is true, of course, that when you buy a new car, then there's, if you like, there's carbon built into the fact that you had that car manufactured. But this is to be a second-hand car, and my understanding is that within, I think it's 3 years, the additional carbon by creating a new car is offset by the fact that you're using electricity. Hopefully that will be renewable electricity, and therefore from that point on you're into a zero carbon situation. So I do think it's a very important step forward. It sets an example, I think, to everyone if we go in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Anybody else, any comments? Councillor Hood.
When I spoke about this and said how excited children always are at the sight of the mayor turning up, Councillor Pearce, I have to say that wasn't an aspect that I considered, but I think it will be a wonderful opportunity that when the mayor actually gets to the school, that he explains about his wonderful new car and how he's falling in with reducing our carbon footprint. Thank you, Councillor Pearce.
Thank you for that, Councillor Hood. Anybody else? Okay, everyone happy to set the recommendation?
Aye.
Thank you very much, everybody. Now, the last item is confidential. So if I could ask members...